Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back. This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. And Lindsay, question in from Ash Vanka, who is a member of our online community. You can get to coachperry.com/join if you'd like to join as well. Ash wants to know, as a comrades novice, how do you know if you're overtraining? Ash says things get a bit nervous sometimes and we wonder if we're doing enough, which could inspire us to do more. How do we know when is too much and enough is enough?
It's a slightly long answer, but it's a good question. So, I guess the guys listening to this podcast just need to bear with us a little bit. But essentially, there are three really obvious signs that you are overtraining. The first is pain. So if you're sore, and I'm not just talking about injury pain, but I am also including injury pain, but stiffness, sore muscles from overexerting, that's a sign of acute overtraining. So that would be from a specific exercise dose. Either your training run on the weekend was too long, so you built up too quickly, or it was too hard, or your speed work was faster than it should have been, or that'll induce stiffness. And that's a clear indication that you're overtraining and you need to back off and rest for a few days and allow everything to settle down. And then obviously the more chronic form of that would be over time you slowly increase just a bit quicker than you should and you pick up like a little, you're not sure if is this sore or not sore, should I run, shouldn't I run, but you carry on with that and then it very definitely does become sore. So that would be more in the injury domain, and again, injury is a symptom of overtraining, so that's telling you I need to stop and I need to rest. Slightly more subtle, but if you are paying attention, still quite obvious, you will be pretty tired. You know, that's normal when you're training for something like comrades. You're pretty tired. You look forward to sleeping at night. So if you're really tired, but you're struggling to fall asleep, or the sleep is quite restless, or if you're waking up in the middle of the night and you really struggle to go back to sleep, that's very indicative of having quite high cortisol levels, which is a great stress hormone to help us get through short-term stress, but it's not a great long-term hormone. And it is an indication that you aren't coping and that you are overtraining. And then the final thing is your appetite. You should be hungry. You should be hungry. You're training hard. Your training's increasing all the time. Your body's demand for energy is increasing. So it's normal to be hungry. So if you don't really have an appetite and you're forcing yourself to eat, and that's another classic symptom of having raised cortisol levels. And again, you know, the hormones are designed so that in periods of extreme stress, for 3 or 4 days, you can get by with minimal sleep and minimal food, but you don't want that to go on for a prolonged period of time. Finally, what you can do is you can implement a strategy of monitoring your heart rate on a daily basis. And over time, it'll probably come down a little bit depending on how, in what sort of training state you are. When you start a training for comrades, it may go down a long way, but eventually it will settle on a fairly lowish number, which will be different for everybody. But if you take it every day and you start noticing an upward trend of that heart rate, that gives you a clue that you're starting to go into overtraining. It shouldn't fluctuate by more than about 4 beats per minute per day. So once you get over 4, in particular, once you get into 8-beat fluctuations, then you know, hang on, I'm overdoing it, I need to back off a bit.
There we go, Ash. I hope that helps. Lindsay, thank you very much for that answer. Pretty comprehensive as well. And don't forget, if you have a question you'd like to ask, just head over to the website, coachperry.com. You can get them asked there as well. If there's something that's pressing that you'd like an immediate answer on, the Coach Perry online community is probably the best place to do that. Just get to coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.